Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.3, Key Principles of Product Management. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation, Understanding Core Concepts in the Data Product Management for Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the core principles of product management, the product lifecycle, and stakeholder management. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to understand the fundamental principles that guide effective product management, recognize the phases a product goes through, and identify key strategies for managing stakeholder relationships. Main content: core principles of product management. Product management serves as the bridge between various functions within a company, ensuring that the product aligns with business goals and meets customer needs. The core principles of product management include a focus on customer value, collaboration, and iterative development. Customer value. The primary goal of product management is to deliver value to customers. This means understanding their needs and pain points. For instance, in the finance and fintech industry, this could involve creating a budgeting app that simplifies financial tracking for users. By continually assessing user feedback, product managers can enhance the app's usability and features, ensuring it meets the evolving needs of their audience. Collaboration. Product managers work closely with cross-functional teams, including marketing, design, and engineering. Effective communication and collaboration ensure that everyone is aligned on the product vision. For example, when launching a new feature in a fintech application, the product manager must collaborate with the engineering team to ensure technical feasibility, while also working with marketing to prepare promotional strategies. Regular meetings and updates help maintain alignment and foster a sense of shared ownership among team members. Iterative development. The product development process is often iterative, involving cycles of feedback and refinement. This approach allows teams to pivot based on user feedback. For example, an initial version of a product might be released to a small group of users, and their feedback can guide subsequent improvements. This method not only mitigates risks but also encourages innovation, as teams can quickly adapt to changing market conditions and user preferences. The product lifecycle. Understanding the product lifecycle is crucial for effective product management. The product lifecycle consists of several phases: introduction, growth, maturity, and decline. Each phase presents unique challenges and opportunities. During this phase, a product is launched into the market. For a fintech startup, this might involve marketing the application to potential users and gathering initial feedback. Sales are typically low, and the focus is on building awareness. Marketing efforts should emphasize the unique value proposition of the product to attract early adopters. Growth. In the growth phase, the product gains traction, and sales begin to increase. This is the time to invest in marketing and customer acquisition strategies. For instance, a budgeting tool that successfully attracts users might consider partnerships with financial institutions to reach a broader audience. Additionally, enhancing features based on user feedback can help retain existing customers while attracting new ones. Maturity. When a product reaches maturity, sales stabilize, and competition increases. It's essential to differentiate the product through features or customer experience. For example, a mature fintech app might add unique features like personalized financial advice to stand out from competitors. At this stage, focusing on customer retention strategies and optimizing operational efficiency becomes crucial to maintain profitability. Decline. Eventually, all products face decline due to market saturation or changing consumer preferences. Understanding when to pivot, innovate, or discontinue a product is vital. For instance, if a budgeting app fails to adapt to new user trends, it might see declining usage, prompting a re-evaluation of its offerings. Conducting market research and engaging with users can provide insights that guide necessary adjustments or innovations. Stakeholder management. Effective stakeholder management ensures that all parties involved in a product's development and launch are considered and engaged. Stakeholders can include team members, customers, investors, and other departments within the organization. Identifying stakeholders. Understanding who the stakeholders are and their interests is the first step in effective management. For a fintech product, stakeholders may include software developers, marketing teams, compliance officers, and end users. Mapping out stakeholders and their influence on the project can help prioritize engagement efforts. Engaging stakeholders. Regular communication and engagement are essential. For example, organizing quarterly reviews with stakeholders can help gather insights and align everyone on product goals and progress. This engagement builds trust and fosters a collaborative environment. Utilizing tools such as project management software can facilitate transparency and keep stakeholders informed of developments. Addressing concerns. Openly addressing stakeholder concerns can prevent conflicts and misunderstandings. If a key stakeholder expresses concerns about a product feature, it's crucial to listen, understand their perspective, and incorporate their feedback where feasible. Proactively seeking stakeholder input during the development process can also mitigate potential issues and enhance buy-in. Conclusion. In this lesson, we explored the key principles of product management, the product lifecycle, and the importance of stakeholder management. Understanding these concepts is vital for anyone involved in developing and managing products, especially in the dynamic finance and fintech landscape. By applying these principles, you will be better equipped to contribute to successful product outcomes. Reflection questions. How can understanding customer value impact the decisions you make as a product manager? What strategies can you implement to effectively manage stakeholders in a product development process? In which phase of the product lifecycle do you think your product is currently? And what steps can you take to address challenges in that phase? Word count: 1015.